Okay, and we're live in... I'm kidding. Hey everybody, I'm Nightfawn. If you didn't already know, by being here. God, making you cringe already, what can I say? You should have expected it by now? this week, I'm sick, so... I don't fully know if there's going to be an upload this week. I don't know if this is going to be the upload for this week. Either way, oh, that was gross. I'm so sorry. I'll try to keep, like, sniffing and, like, coughing and stuff to a minimum, just because I don't think anybody really wants to hear that. But you're probably going to get a lot of, like, mouth sounds and stuff. I'll try to cut out me drinking water and doing all my shit, or I could just... say nah and keep everything in. I don't know. I don't even know who's... how many people are gonna end up listening to this. Maybe I'll get, like, one or two listens. Maybe I'll get a bunch of people who like to use this sort of thing as a sleep aid, because that's what I do. I like to put on people's AMAs, like their audios, just in the background sometimes, or as a sleep aid. I don't know. It's entertaining and keeps me entertained. Anyway, what the fuck? So these are questions that I compiled from... These are questions that I ended up grabbing from my Discord, my personal Discord. And I don't know how many of you guys know, but I do have a Discord. Right now, it's exclusive to my patrons, so people who are subscribed to my Patreon, which I try not to make, like, a main feature on my Reddit or my subreddit at all, just because I try not to paywall everything. Like, I'll release exclusive content here and there on the Patreon, but for the most part, I've wanted to keep my regular posting schedule on Reddit anyway. Yeah, so these are all questions. Well, and I wanted to keep it mostly on my Patreon for this first one. Yeah, I might do more in the future, but for now I wanted to get, like, a smaller group of questions. Not that that really worked out anyway, just because, like, there's a lot of questions. Like, they all asked multiple ones, which is fine. I'll try to answer all of them to the best of my ability, and if some of them are getting too personal, maybe I won't. Who knows? Who knows? We'll just wing it. Isn't that what I always do? please like and subscribe and click the bell notification icon. Not really. Well, yes and no. I do have a YouTube. God! Oh. Has it become, like, shameless self-promo already? And I haven't even gotten to the questions? Ugh. I might cut all this out. Or maybe I won't. I don't know. Either way, I'll probably give you a little timestamp as to when the question answering actually begins. Or maybe you actually want to listen to me rambling like this. Who knows? This is what happens when I just ramble to myself. I actually... you've never heard me properly ramble, because I haven't put up a ramble fap, but we'll get to that in a future one of these. Maybe one of you will ask, why, Nightfawn, why do you never upload ramble faps? yeah, I don't know, maybe we'll tackle that in another AMA. This actually won't be the first AMA I've done ever. I did one before for, did I do one? Yeah, I think I just did the one. I did one before for this Discord I was on. It's Where the Voices Are, or Where the Voice Was. I'm kidding. It's still a great server. I'm just not super active on it anymore ever since I resigned as a mod. But way back when, we had the idea to have, like, AMA questions up for everyone to answer. And if you do a little bit of digging, then you might find that in my Soundgasm at some point. I don't know. I don't actually know how many people have listened to it. Hold on. Let me go through quickly and check. AMA. June AMA. Yeah, it's felt like, oh, it's got like 1,000 listens. That's fair. People probably didn't know to look for it anyway, so that's probably why it doesn't have too many listens. But yeah, I did one way back in June, apparently. I never made a post about it. I just kind of put it on my Soundgasm. It's whatever. It was back in the days of headphones, Mike. Oof. Oof. Actually, comment down below if you have been listening to me since the era of headphones, Mike, because that's like, oh, that's a lot to put up with. And thank you so much for having stayed with me since then. It's just, I say that like I've been here for so long and I haven't even like been recording for a year. It's a year this April, I'm pretty sure. I think that's when my cake day is, but yeah, I haven't even been posting for a year. Anyway, this is already an hour and I haven't even gotten to the questions, so that tells you how long this whole audio is going to be. I'm sorry already. Anyway, question one. Who is your favorite porn star and what is your favorite scene they were in? Aha! This is terrible question to ask me first and foremost because I never remember their names. I feel like that's very hypocritical of me just because, like, well, people can remember my name and I don't even post like mainstream porn. How come I don't remember that? Like, I don't know. I feel really bad, but I don't know who they were, but there was this one porn where, it was this chick, she was at her desk, and she, like, needed her computer fixed. It was the most cliche thing in the world, but I was just like, oh man, I haven't seen anything like this, and it's so hot. It was a chick, she was at her computer, and her computer needed fixing, and this, like, older gentleman comes in, like, with us equipment, like, you don't, probably wouldn't even use to fix a computer. It probably wasn't even, like, that major of a fix that he needed to do, but he climbs in under her desk and there's like a camera under her desk to show like everything that's going on, and she's like, ooh la la, I'm gonna tease you and like open my legs, and he ends up like eating her out right then and there because after all her teasing and whatnot. I'm so sorry for all the sniffling, but yeah, that's my favorite scene. As for my favorite porn star, everyone that posts on GWA. The cop out. Oh, anyway, moving on. What's your favorite story or book? Right now, I guess the first story per se that comes to mind is this one audio drama I heard on YouTube like years and years ago. It's called Real Hunger Can't Be Fed, and it was narrated by these people and they were just so good. Hold on, let me look for it. It's Real Hunger Can't Be Fed by HK Reyes, and there were so many like really really talented voices that voiced it. It wasn't on Reddit or anything like that. It's on the Chilling Tales for Dark Nights YouTube, on YouTube. But it was, oh, who are you by? Yeah, it was by Jeff Clement, and I can't fully remember who the other voices were, but there were other voices in there, and they were so, so good. I highly, highly recommend that you check it out. I might link it in the post when I put this up, but yeah. Yeah. It's one of the things that got me into listening to Chilling Tales for Dark Nights in general, is just this whole, like, wow, there are all these cool voices. And this was pre-GWA, pre-me even knowing about, like, audio porn in general, was me listening to Chilling Tales for Dark Nights! mostly as a sleep aid. And I just thought everything was super cool. And they have so much content, and by so many amazingly talented people. I just can't even believe all the work and, like, talent that goes into it. But yeah, that's my favorite story. Favorite book, I guess, right now, the first thing that comes to mind is the Welcome to Night Vale, that spinoff book that they have. The first one. I haven't read It Devours yet, but that first one. Not the versions where they've basically just taken the whole podcast and written it down. No, it's like the spinoff about Diane, I think is her name. Yes, that one. next question is, how old are you and or when's your birthday? So, I am currently 22, going on to 23, and my birthday is August 22nd. If you can figure out the year, then good on you. and then there's, what is your favorite song, and why is it Don't Stop Believing? Oh, man. I haven't even sang that song at you before. What are you talking about? Hold on. My favorite song. Oh, this is so hard. I guess Don't Stop Believing is one of them, because I just, like, break out into song every so often. That's one of the things you'll probably get to know about me if you ever have a conversation with me, is, like, somewhere, sometime, something will remind me of a song, and it'll just break out into that song. And hopefully I'm not being rude, and I'm not, like, interrupting people when I do it. But, and it usually comes up as a good laugh after. But it's a thing I do. So, my favorite song. Oh, cringe. Oh, cringe. I love anything by ABBA. I know. All of you are like, what? ABBA, why? I know. I have so many favorite songs. Hold on. How about we go through some of my Spotify list right now and figure out what I super like. Okay, first things first, the thing that was already playing on my Spotify was Supercut by Lorde, and I think it's a really good song. I like System of a Down. I like a lot of things. I have a very varied taste. I think a lot of my friends have come to realize. Yeah, I like System of a Down. I like Julia Michaels. It's just a complete opposite of the spectrum. I like some Jason Derulo. I like Voltaire. Oh, Voltaire. So good. Yeah, all the pop, like the girl pop things, like Selena Gomez and like Taylor Swift and like Ariana Grande. But things too, like Mystery Skulls or Melanie Martinez or Avenged Sevenfold. I know a lot of people don't like Avenged Sevenfold, but I really like Avenged Sevenfold. I like De Antwoord, if that's how you say it. Baruch Genny Edgar is one of the bands I kind of grew up with, I guess, because I'm Filipino, if you don't know. AMA! I'm half Filipino, and I grew up in the Philippines. But, yeah, so some Filipino bands I really like. Missy Elliott, I really like. Oh, the Black Keys, of course. The Black Keys, My Chemical Romance, Panic at the Disco. Yeah. Oh, Arctic Monkeys, definitely. Franz Ferdinand, the band, not the person. They already say Fall Out Boy, maybe? Superfruit, oh my goodness, and Pentatonix, so good. Walk Off the Earth, so good. Hey Violet, who else? Beartooth is so good. I like Beartooth. All the, like, dad metal that people say nowadays, like the overplayed, like, dad metal, which I still really enjoy. At least a lot of people tell me that they're overplayed. Like, I guess not of all of them are metal, but, like, Metallica, obviously. Megadeth. How can you not? Guns N' Roses, much to the chagrin of some of my friends who are so very hipster about their metal and rock, and maybe don't consider them metal. Who knows? Maybe you're already cringing and clicking away right now. I'm so sorry. Please come back. Yeah. So, oh, I hate this question. What's your favorite color? I don't have one. I heard someone say that they didn't have a favorite color on a TV show once, and the immediate reaction was, oh, I'm so sorry. I feel so bad for you. But no, don't feel bad for me. I love all colors. I love them so much. Would I wear all of them? No, my entire wardrobe is black and dark blues, but I love all colors. And I could be that girl who's like, well, it comes with being an artist. And I guess to some extent it does, just because most of my life I was a visual artist, so I like seeing colors that people normally wouldn't consider nice or good or like their favorite color, and figuring out ways that they would look good, making them pop next to certain colors and stuff like that. So no, I don't have a favorite color. If you had a chance to be famous for one work of art, including acting, writing, drawing, etc., what would you choose and why? Oh, that's tough. That's really tough. I guess, I guess the medium of the art doesn't really matter as long as it's my art from, like, speaking for me, speaking for what I feel and my thoughts and my opinions, and as long as it's something thought-provoking and profound, which, and just something that I can view as something that represents who I am, and if that somehow becomes famous, then I'll know I'll have made it, if that makes sense. Maybe it doesn't. I just, yeah, I'll leave it at that, and we'll just put a pin in that and maybe revisit it later. And I'm lying awake at night and trying to figure out why the hell I said what I said, but, you know, I'll leave it at that for now. How many ferrets do you think you could fight off before they consume you from the feet up? Well, none. Because I would immediately just try to cuddle them all. Oh, I love ferrets. They're tube cats. That's what they are. They're just cats, but stretched out in the form of tubes. I can't fight off those tube cats. I can't. They're too precious. I know they're like, they can be ferocious and like nip at you and like they're biters and stuff like that, but I just, oh, I love them so much. I can't, my fur babies. I don't actually have ferrets. I just love ferrets. Are you the father of Kane's baby or is he a hoe? Well, these hoes ain't loyal. I'll just tell you that. If you had a celebrity narrator for your life, who would it be? Oh, Morgan Freeman forever? Duh. He could just, like, stand there and be just the most blasé, like, oh, and then she did this. Can you believe it? Just, like, I wouldn't even care as long as it was in Morgan Freeman's voice. Or Sir David Attenborough. I don't... As long as it was one of those, oh my god, that would be the dream. And if I could just hear them as they dictated my life would be complete. So, would you rather fight a llama-sized duck or 100 duck-sized llamas? I think I would fight 100 duck-sized llamas. Because then I could just catch them all. And then, because I have no doubt I could just hold my own against 100 duck-sized llamas and keep them for myself. Maybe have a little ranch with the duck-sized llamas and make bank on, like, these house, like, you could have one of those in your apartment. Like, they'd be a good size. And I feel like I'd make bank just on selling these pocket size, well, I realize they're not pocket size, but you know what I mean, like miniature llamas. So in your audios, what is your favorite kind of character to portray? Little sis, succubus, etc. I think my thing is, I love being able to portray all the characters. That sounds like such a cop-out, but it's true. As long as I can relate to the character, or maybe I don't even have to relate to the character. Maybe I just want to be able to read it and really, like, see things from their perspective and feel things from their perspective, which I guess says something about how I record audios. And yeah, I just want to be able to get into the mindset of that character. And so I guess it's not about the specific kind of character that it is, more than it is the way a character was written. Because you could have, like, a little sister, but, and I've done that before, and I love playing the little sister, but you could have her, like, super two-dimensional, doesn't really, like, feel anything, kind of is just, like, in one, like, has one character trait, and that's it. And I've had instances before where I was like, yeah, that's cool, I'll totally do that, but for the most part, I want a character with substance that, oh my god, I sound like such a... I sound so picky and finicky, but I feel like that's what I look for in scripts, is when I read through it, I'm like, okay, what can I gain from all this? Like, what do I know about this character reading from the script? And I realize I'm just some chick that puts out audio porn out there, but I'll be damned if I ever put out subpar content, which I'm sure some of you have thought that some of my content was subpar anyway, but yeah, I guess that's a little bit of insight on what characters I like to kind of characters I like to portray. I guess if all else fails, just put me in a little Yandere slot, which, you know, maybe defeats the purpose of what I just talked about, but do you do/want to do other types of voice acting? Yes. Yes, 100% yes. I was just having a conversation about this with someone the other day where I was like, I want to break into all these different markets. Like, I want to do the audiobooks, see what that's about. I want to do, like, game voice acting, see what that's about. I want to do, like, just anything, really. Like, it could be, like, a commercial for Allegra, and I'd still, like, want to get into it and see, like, how it works and how the whole industry, like, is the same / different when you go to these different mediums just of voice acting. Yeah, I'm very much, like, in the mindset of wanting to explore. And I have been trying to delve into that. I can't really tell you about all the things I've been trying to get into yet, just because, like, I want to keep some things, like, a surprise, and some things haven't really taken off, and so stuff like that, so, yeah, just expect some projects in the future, I guess, is what I want to say. What country would you like to visit the most? Oh, that's so difficult. I am not the most well-traveled person, but I have traveled to some different places, most of them in Asia. So I guess if I were to travel somewhere, I'd want to go somewhere in Europe. Yeah, like, I know a lot of people, like, a bunch of my old classmates in high school went, like, backpacking in Europe, and they were so cool, and I always thought that would be so cool. Currently my circumstances won't allow me to do that. I sound like I have a kid. I don't have a kid. I'm not a parent at all, but it's just, you know, I'm a broke-ass bitch, is what I'm trying to say. I know there are avenues around that, but for the most part, I would like to visit Europe. And if you guys have any recommendations on where I should go or where I should visit, places that you'd like to visit or places that you have visited and loved, please, please tell me. Like, I would love to know all this about you guys. I feel like I've been slacking on that element of being a personable content creator. Ugh. yeah, I feel like I haven't really talked to you guys a lot, my listeners, my viewers, and gotten a good chance to figure each other out. Come on, let's have a little get to know each other. So if you were an animal, what animal would you be? I would be a fawn. I want to be like some sort of like weird demonic fawn with like, oh, that's not even an animal anymore, whatever. It's my animal, okay? One of those like super edgelord fawns with just black fur and like black antlers and like a deer skull for a head. And like, I don't know. What's your favorite video game? I don't game. I don't game a whole lot, so I guess my favorite that I have played would be Honey Pop and Honey Cam Studios. And that's actually a part of what, so when I first started out making audios, there was a point where I would just, like, listen to the different snippets in Honeycam and Honeypop and be like, whoa, like, how do I do that with my voice? How do I make myself sound like that? And so for a good while, I would just play, like, Honeypop and Honeycam and just, like, repeat the things they would say and see if I could make myself sound like them. And this is before I realized, like, oh, I can't really do voices. I guess I can do some voices, and then I can make myself sound really childish, or, like, I can do the whole voice modulator thing after and, like, make myself sound like a demon. I don't know. I've never been super talented at giving myself voices. But yeah, Honey Pop and Honey Cam helped me get my start on GWA, not really. Addendum to that question, my favorite video game, because I love watch a lot of playthroughs, as you do, as any millennial. Ugh. Does, is apt to do, is want to do. I love watching, and I watch different people do it, and I watch, like, popular people and not so popular people. I love watching people play through The Evil Within 2, specifically. And, yeah, creepy games like that just get to me, man. And they just look so good. My main thing that I'm invested in terms of playthroughs and watching people play video games, is the aesthetics of it. I thought The Evil Within 2 looked amazing, and recently watching the Resident Evil remake was so cool too, because it looked so good as well as the Outlast games. That looked really cool to me as well. Yeah. Just super creepy stuff. Every so often I watch people play through like the SCP Foundation things, and that's more of like just the creep factor in general and how creative the monsters have been. Yeah. So, next question. How many attempts did it take you to post your first audio? Oh my god. Okay, so I think we'll start with So, technically, my very first audio, I guess technically, my very, very first audio was my verification. And that didn't take me very long at all. I just recorded it once and was like, I guess, sure, why not? And I put a dad joke in because that's what I do. I'm corny and I make shit posts. But my very, very first audio, technically, that I uploaded is, so Mr. Babysitter, I've got something special planned tonight, which has gotten a fair amount of listens, actually, surprisingly, for being my very first audio. if you want to look that up, what I sounded like on my first audio, it's FRM, Age, and Preg, Babysitter, Giggles. It's by Homer Soch. That was quite an endeavor to take on as my first audio. But my very, very first script that I looked at was, that Dryad one, like Seduced by a Dryad or something by, Ravisher Girl. Hold on, let me look it up. Oh yeah, so it's Seduced by a Dryad, Don't Chop Me Down, Woodsman, Wouldn't You Rather Have Me? And that's by Ravisher Girl. And I've actually talked to him about this after, been like, oh, yours was almost my first script ever. It was like, oh, really? That's really funny. But I tried so many times. Like, you wouldn't even believe. Like, I tried so many times just to record that audio. And don't even bother asking to listen to it, because I'm pretty sure I destroyed all footage of it. Just, I would record something, listen back to it, delete. Record something, listen back to it, delete. All because, when I first started recording, I hated the sound of my own voice, because I think I sound like a child. And some of you may agree, and some of you may be like, no, you don't sound like a child. Like, like, I don't know. But I think I do, and I'm pretty sure some people think I do too. No, I'm 22, but side note, on, this one community I was part of, one of the ex-mods, in the conversation we were having, like, a couple weeks ago, was like, yeah, we nearly had to, like, age verify you because we thought you sounded underage. I was like, no, I wasn't underage, I promise. But I thought I sounded too much of a child, and I was like, I want to sound seductive and like a grown-ass woman, but I can't. And I kept, like, making attempts to make my voice sound so much more womanly. And it just wasn't, it was sounding cheesier and cheesier with each take that I took, and it was just so bad. But I ended up just giving up on it and looking for one that would, I guess, fit my voice, so to speak. And this one ended up fitting, because obviously, like, it's a younger girl with an older guy. So... What can I say? I'm glad I ended up picking that script. And I got such a glowing review from Homer Soch that I guess that's bolstered my confidence into posting more. And it sort of whet my appetite and sort of got me hooked on posting audios. what's your favorite movie? Oh my god, you are all going to hate me so much, but, I'm such a fan of cheesy, kitschy things, just the cheesiest thing. Like, if I know it's going to make you groan, I'm probably going to love it. And so, well, actually, there's a good reason as to why I love the movies I love. So I love the Mamma Mia movies, 1 and 2. One has a special place in my heart because a little while back, my grandmother fell ill, and she actually ended up passing away. But she fell ill, and I ended up having to get on a plane and go back home to the Philippines. And Mamma Mia was the only thing that I could, like, stomach. The entire plane ride, it's just, there was all this music, all this these games you can play on the plane, and it's none of it. I didn't want to do I didn't want anything to do with any of it, basically. And so for the entire 13 plus hour plane ride, I watched Mamma Mia back to back. And I never tired of it. I can still watch it to this day, just on loop forever. Sometimes I do, just when I'm doing work, I can have it on in the background, just looping forever. Because I feel like that's the thing with musicals. It's hard to get tired of them, just because they're mostly songs. And I'm that kind of person that replays songs over and over, like replays them to death. Like I could go 3 weeks just listening to the same song. And I guess I do the same with video games. Video games? I guess I do the same with movies. Wow, I'm so good at talking. Yeah. I mean, I also like Cabin in the Woods, but that's just because, like, it's such a bad... It's so aware of itself as a bad horror movie. And I think that's the point of it, to make fun of, like, cliches and stereotypes and these kitschy movies. That's part of what I love about it. I'm sure I have other favorite movies that aren't coming onto my mind right now. I'm sure there are cooler movies I could have talked about. But for right now, that's all I have. I'm checking to see if my recorder is still recording and it's still on. Yes, it is. Oh my god, I've been recording for like 39 minutes. That's crazy. Hold on. So if you were cursed by a witch to become a Pokemon for the rest of your life, what would you like to be turned into? Giratina for sure. Devil of all Pokemon? Can you even dispute that? Can you? No, you can't. Giratina, for sure. 100%. Someone comes in after, like, but she is a Pokemon. Like, yeah, sure. I am my own Pokemon. Come on. How many children will you feed LSI, that's late stage infernalism, to appease his eldritch thirst before you realize it's unsustainable and are forced to banish him back to his nether pit? I would never banish LSI. I haven't had to see, this is where I realized that you're just so not privy, question asker, to how the whole system works. You don't sacrifice children to LSI. He feeds off lust, so, which is something I have such an abundance of. Therefore, I can sustainably feed him for a millennia, many millennia to come. I would never have to banish him back to his nether pit. In fact, He's slowly making this world into his nether pit. There's no escape. Yeah. So there. and of course, after all the praises I've sang to Mr. Late Stage Infernalism, he comes in with a gothic. Hatusi's is her Pokemon name, and she evolves into Hot Weeb. Thanks, LSI. Which anime would you isekai into after your terrible bus accident? I would... Oh my god. Does it have to be an isekai anime in itself? Because I feel like I would just want to get dropped into like a slice of life super chill thing. Maybe like Blend S. Yes, I would love to get dropped in randomly to Blend S and be one of the employees at the cafe. I mean, yeah. What do they have? They have Smile, Sadistic, Surprise, Sister? And I don't know. There's an S naming scheme. Maybe I'll just be Slut. I'll be Slut. There you go. If you had to become a pizza, what toppings would you have? Okay, so I have a set pizza I always order. It is on a cauliflower base. Thank you, Pizza Pizza. Not sponsored. I wish I was sponsored, but not sponsored. Cauliflower base, garlic pesto, base sauce, vegan cheese because I'm lactose intolerant, pesto chicken to go with the pesto sauce to pair with it, spinach, and I think that's all I usually get. Yeah, that's all I usually get. Spinach. Sometimes broccoli. Although there was this one time I got, they accidentally put potatoes on my pizza. I was like, that's strangely good. Like, I'd never had potatoes on my pizza before this, and it's really good. What's the strangest audio or script you've ever enjoyed? What is the strangest audio or script I've ever enjoyed? Well, first and foremost, anything by fucking Crimson, Crim Pie, Mr. Crimson Broom Stud, whatever your Reddit name is, I'll tag you or something in the post. But he did this one for, it was a complete shit post, but it was an audio, so it counts. It was called Bustin. And that probably tells you what it's about. I'll link it down below in my YouTube video. No, I'll link it in the post. So you can all suffer with me. I should probably be making notes about all these things I want to link, but just we're hoping I remember. And if I don't remember to link it, then please let me know. And I'll try to link it. You know, all two of you that are listening. So, has audio porn opened your eyes to new kinks you never thought you'd be into? And if so, what ones? Oh my god, yes. So much. So much. I wasn't vanilla before all this started, but I certainly wasn't, like, as kinky as I am now. I've always been, like, kink positive and open to kinks. Granted, there are some ones that are hard nose for me in terms of acting them out in real life, but I've come to realize slowly that I don't really have any hard limits in terms of audios. Like, I'm open to recording anything. Hell, I recorded a heckin' vomit script way back, like, not way back when, just the other day for my Candygram exchange, so yeah, it's definitely opened my eyes to a lot of new kinks. I never thought, like, I knew I was into degradation, but I didn't know the extent I was into it, to the point where if any kink, well, maybe not any kink, but, like, if most kinks are used in the context of degradation, I am so into it. Like, if you're, yeah, like, are you, like, pissing on my head because you're degrading me? Holy shit, I'm so into that. Whereas, like, if you were just to come up to me and be like, hey, can I, like, do this in our scene, and it's not in the context of, like, degradation, you just do it because you like it, I'll probably be like, what if? No, actually. But, you know, like, not to kink shame anyone, but it's just, like, that's one of my hard limits is water sports, and so is scat, and to some, like, vomit, pretty much. Like, just stuff like that. But in an audio sense, totally, totally be so open to recording stuff like that. But again, stuff like that used in the context of degradation, if I've said it enough. So into it. If you suddenly grow dick, what would be the first thing you'd want to do? Clearly jerk off. And then have someone blow me. Like, these are things I've actually thought about. Like, because doing Fuda audios, you can't just not think about, what if I actually had a dick? Like, man, I'd fuck everyone. Like, I'd fuck men and women and everything in between, just, like, and everyone in between, I should say. Just, like, yes, get amongst it, as my friend Dean would say. If the world ended, like, right now, what would be your biggest regret? Oh, that's hard hitting. I guess I am such a procrastinator by nature. So if the world ended like right now, I guess I'd be happy about a lot of the things I've done so far, but I feel like I think about all that I didn't get done because I was too busy procrastinating. yeah, I think we'll leave that at that. It's just a lot. A lot. And even with in terms of like my real life stuff that I've put off and stuff for this that I've put off, like audios and stuff like that that I've put off. Oh my god, so many things I've procrastinated on. But they are all still in the works. I'm slowly working my way through them. I have some days that are good, some days that are bad. And I guess that's how it goes. Some people are like that. And some people I like fucking metal and work through their entire day because they're fucking champs. Anyway, where was I? What's your favorite Pokemon and why? specifically, shiny Mega Gardevoir. Because that is my aesthetic. Also, she pretty. Can you fit your fist in your mouth? No. But I used to be able to as a baby. My mom has pictures of me full on shoving like fist in my mouth, foot in my mouth. You know, I feel like you're a lot flexible, a lot more flexible when you're a kid. So I'm not super flexible now. I used to be so flexible. I should work on that. Put that on my list of things to do is become more flexible. So, in 10 hours, the entire world will start looking for you, and you have to stay hidden for an additional 10 hours. If you win, i.e. no one finds you, you get a bajillion dollars. That's a whole lot of zeros. Is that Googleplex? Who knows? What would your strategy be to win? Oh my god. So, I would hide in... And I know they still exist. I know they're still out there. I would hide in... Like, one of the closed down targets. Yes. Because a lot of the targets that were closed down, and if you don't know, Target tried and failed to make its venture into Canada, but it ended up failing. So, a lot of the old targets have been converted into other things. A lot of them converted into other things. And so I would seek out like an old Target and just hide there with like snacks and shit. And so it'd be so easy to just hide there for 10 hours because who legitimately would be like, hey, invite friends in that one Target, you know? Well, I guess now if this audio is out, they can be like, oh, she's in the Target. But like, who realistically would look for me there? Like, I realize it won't have like the same, it won't be fully stocked with all this shit, but like, there's probably going to be things around it where people like can get food and like drink and stuff like that. So I just set up camp in an old Target. That'd be so creepy. I could make a full audio from Target and just upload it when I'm on there. You have to completely devour one other person. Who and why? I would devour. I think I devour a foodie, just because I feel like they've been well fed most of their life. So maybe someone like Jamie Oliver or like, no, I would so, well, no, because that's a disservice to the world if I ate some of these people. I don't know, man, I'd eat a foodie. Maybe just Jamie Oliver, Gordon Ramsay or someone like that. Or if he's alive, still Wolfgang Puck, because he, like, my grandmother and I used to binge his shows forever. And I bet that man's like super well fed. So would you rather lose both arms or both legs? I would rather lose both legs. Because I feel like I'd totally be fine just going around in a wheelchair, you know? But I feel like I wouldn't want to lose my ability to draw. That's one of my main things, is a visual artist. I would hate to lose my hands. Are you kidding? What's your sexual orientation? Oh, okay. So, I'm just going to come right out and say it. I'm pan. I know. So many people cringe and, like, when people say they're pan. But I am, you know, it's just, that's all I'm going to say. What's a script idea you wish you had a script for but don't? And then right underneath it, I immediately commented, like, you mean all of them? Because it is all of them. I have so many script ideas that I have either started or just put down, like, a tagline for, and I haven't fully written them. And I feel like I never will actually write them, but oh my god, do I ever want to write them. And if you steal my ideas, just know my people will hunt you down. But I've wanted to do, like, a Harley Quinn, like, my version of a Harley Quinn, because I feel like there's so many Harley Quinn scripts out there already, and I've been asked for forever to do one. But I want to do one, like, that's my version of it, you know? That's all I'm going to say on it. And apparently I can do a good, I can do a good Harley Quinn. I can't do it right now because I have a cold, but maybe one day you'll like to hear me calling you Mr. J and Puddin'. That was terrible. Oh my god. Now you don't even want to listen to my Harley Quinn. But I promise when I don't have a cold and when my nose isn't all stuffed up, I can actually do a proper Harley Quinn. Yeah. Favorite Tetris piece and why? Always this, like, that really long, the straight piece, because when you finally just, like, knock everything down, when you slot that piece into place, and it's so super satisfying to see all rows and just rows of pieces just disappear, that's my favorite thing in the world to see. If you could be cursed by one evil item, what would it be and how would it affect you? Oh man, that's a really good question. And some of the comments underneath it are like, she already is. The microphone is the item and the curse is us. No, guys, you're never the curse. My audience is my blessing. That's the truth. The googly eyes limit the evil power, though. I guess to explain that further, I have a new task cam and I put googly eyes on it because of course I would. cursed by an evil item, what would it be and how would it affect you? Actually, now that I'm holding one in my hand, what if I had, like, an evil water bottle and the curse would be that my voice would change every time I drank from it. And not just change into one, then change back, but, like, it would just change, like, completely every single time it's someone else's voice. Like, one second I could sound like Gordon Ramsay, and then the next drink I could sound like celebrities I don't know. That'd be so cool. And I bet it could go for, like, accents, too. Because could you imagine Gordon Ramsay... Blah, 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 could you imagine Gordon Ramsay without his British accent? Oh, God. Yeah, I think that's my thing. An evil water bottle, and the curse would be it would change my voice every time I drank from it. Yeah. Oh my god, this is such a cop-out. Okay, and a question definitely not stolen from any other AMA. How would you fare in an apocalyptic scenario? That's not fair. Okay, so to preface this, my friend Dean recently answered an AMA of his own, and that was one of the questions that he was asked, and he came up with this whole giant scenario, which he and I are totally writing a script for, so our friends can all voice it together, but How can I answer that that isn't the exact same as his? Because now all I can think about is his scenario. I think I would do okay in an apocalyptic scenario because I'm not super swole, so I can't like be fighting zombies all the time. And I guess apocalyptic scenario doesn't always mean zombies, but that's what it is in my brain, okay? I've thought of it before, but I feel like I would want to be one of the very first people to get turned. And then I somehow build this whole empire of just my evil underlings defeating humankind. Yes, that's how I would fare in my apocalyptic scenario. I would make it a venture. I would become the anti-hero. How do you sleep on your own beds? I.e. side sleeper, face down, upside down, etc. Yo, listen. I sleep in so many different ways. I am never comfortable. I like having a body pillow. I don't always sleep with a body pillow, but sometimes I do. And body pillow is... I realize that sounds like a euphemism for, like, sometimes I sleep with a person next to me, sometimes I don't. But, like, I sometimes don't like sleeping with a body pillow. But I've lately I've realized that the position I fall asleep in is the same position I wake up in, which is a little freaky, kind of cool, but also leaves me really sore. So if there's a way to fix that, hit me up. And someone else after says, ass up, head down. Yeah, I guess so. Have you ever had any near-death experiences? If so, what's the most interesting one you've had? Yo, I am so boring. I've never actually had a near-death experience. Burps. Oh, except... That's a total overstatement. That wasn't a near-death experience. This one time, when I was younger, I was on my aunt's ranch, and... for some reason, there's, like, this moat around the back of her house. And it sounds so... like, there was no other way to describe it other than a moat. You know, because I guess it was in the Philippines and it floods very often. And they were right next to, like, a lake. So I guess it was just, like, an empty moat with no water in it. With grates in the bottom, like, that you could... I guess water flows through. I don't know, that sounds so weird to describe, but at the very bottom of this moat was this like duck, and it was one of those evil ducks with like the red things on their beak that like hisses at you a bit. Yeah, and so I took it upon myself to traverse the ledge around her house, because there was maybe like half a foot's worth of like ledge around the house before it dropped off into moat. And I thought, hey, I'm going to have an adventure and just walk along this ledge. And I did it, and I fell like once and totally almost fell into the moat right down to the bottom where the fucking evil ass duck was. And I was so scared, but I ended up picking myself back up and going back and catching giant catfish with my family, which is really weird. But that was interesting, and that was... this is the closest I've had to a near-death experience. Barring, like, that one time I skied into a net, but I don't think I would have died. what's the dumbest audio idea you've ever had? Oh, I was actually reminded of this today, because, I won't spoil it. I won't spoil the reason that it reminded me of it, but I was supposed to do this audio with a friend, and it was supposed to be in old lady voice. I was supposed to do a whole audio in the old lady voice, and they were supposed to do an old man voice. And the listener was going to be this nurse that was taking care of us, and would be like, oh, Sunny, please give us our sponge bath today. And that would have been the whole audio. It was just us, like, an old people voice just kind of talking at the listener. And that might have been the dumbest idea we've ever had. And I still want to do it, so expect that in the future. Are there any kinks that you've been interested in trying out but haven't been able to? Oh, damn, like, in real life? I guess, like, the hardcore being tied up thing. Because I haven't, like, I've been tied up, but I haven't, like, been tied up, you know? If that makes any sense? That'd be really cool. If you had to be stranded somewhere, where would you prefer to be? Well, I would prefer not to be stranded, but if I were to be stranded somewhere, I would probably prefer to be... in Toronto Zoo. Why? Who knows? Who even knows? I don't think that's what your question really asks, but I would love to be just trapped in Toronto Zoo. Because there's so many places to, like, explore, and, like, there's food places if I ever need it, and, like, it's open air, so, like, if I ever get hungry, maybe I could eat a seagull or a goose, even though it's illegal. That rhymed because I'm a poet and I didn't even know it. oh my god. Do your eye stalks swivel around backwards so you can see behind you? Yes, they do. Thank you. I'm not even gonna explain that one. It would take way too long. So, what time period would you like to live in for a month? What time period? I feel like I'd love to get a view of what the late 60s to early 70s was like. Were like. Yeah. Because that's like the period when my mom was born, and I feel like it'd be so interesting to see what life was like for her, and like how she grew up, and sort of get that perspective on who she is, I guess, if that makes any sense. If you were in a threesome, would you prefer an extra dick or an extra vag? So I know this isn't how you asked your question, and that's not what you really meant, but if I were to grow an extra appendage in the threesome, I would definitely want an extra dick, just so I can, like, I can be, like, a line of, like, someone fucking me fucking someone else, you know? Yeah, definitely. But if I were in a threesome, would I prefer an extra, like, dick in me or vag for me? I'd probably want to do the extra dick. Yeah. Because double penetration, you know? Woohoo. What inspired you to start recording audios? Okay, so I can't remember if I actually got into this one in my last AMA, but so to preface it all, I have a lot of trouble falling asleep, and I've told this story countless times to people. I have trouble falling asleep, and so I was trolling on YouTube for sleep aids, and I started out with the Chilling Tales for Dark Nights things, and then Hypno, and then I found Cardlin audio stuff. And at some point, Cardlin had mentioned, like, because what he does is he records Safe for Work stuff, and then all his, like, not Safe for Work stuff is on his Patreon, and you have to, like, pay to get it. And so I was like, I don't really know if I'm that invested to, like, look for his not Safe for Work stuff. Like, maybe not. Like, I was flip-flopping on it, and while I was flip-flopping on it, he ended up mentioning GWA in one of his videos. And I was like, man, like, I'd love to check that out. And oh my gosh, like, what a world it opened up to me. Like, what a huge, huge chunk of my life it opened up to me. So, it's thanks to my sleeping problems, or thanks to Cardlin, I don't know. I'll never forget, like, I was so nervous, like, going through it all, and then I was looking through things, like, being so picky about what I wanted to listen to, and finally I was just like, fuck it, just listen to one, and I ended up picking, my first audio was a Gabriel Kane one, and it was some rape one, and I already knew that was, I was into rape play at the time, so when I listened to it, like, man, like, I didn't actually expect to get off to it, but I did, and I was like, and that was that, like, just sealed the deal for me, so to speak. And, like, the whole me posting audios, I guess, which is what the original question was, get your head in the game, Nightfawn. For shits and giggles, I didn't think any of this would take off. I didn't think anyone would want to listen to my child voice. I did it purely because I wanted to see what would happen, and I'm so happy and forever grateful that I did try it. Because I can't imagine my days any other way. Like, I truly do love making audios and voicing things, not just erotic audio, but, like, my YouTube stuff, and I have some, like, our no sleep stuff I want to read out that I still have yet to upload that I love doing, and I'm sure future projects that I'd love to work on as well. And it's so opened up so many avenues for me where I've gotten back into doing art commissions because of connections I've made through audios. And I'm making all these, like, I guess it's less networking more than it is just, like, building this whole family. And I'd love to make that what we have, you know, is me as the content creator to you guys who consume my content. I'd love for this to become a family. Because I fully realize that a community isn't made up of anybody that follows you. It's anybody that's actually invested in you that does the comment, that sends the comments and sends all the DMs and actually interacts with me. Not just on Reddit, but on Discord and stuff like that, on YouTube. People have commented and stuff like that. I think the trouble lately, and I guess I'm going this is way much, so much more than what you probably wanted, and feel free to skip it, but I've been thinking lately that, like, all these people that are saying that the communities that they're part of aren't the same, and it's true, because they're growing, and, like, a lot of people have said that GWA isn't the same as it used to be, and YouTube isn't the same as it used to be, and it's true. Purely because of the volume of people. And it's less of a community in the proper sense now because the reasons that people are following people and joining the community are completely different. Whereas in a smaller community, you have people invested in the members. Now you have people looking to get off quickly, and then just leave, and that's fine. That's, for a lot of people, that's a good objective. It's, we're here, we provide you with content, and you consume it, and you go. Like, that's fine. The real community lies in the trust and loyalty and you being able to create that dynamic between you and the people that consume your content, so to speak. I'm fully aware that the market is so oversaturated with all these different people, and that's beautiful, and there's so many different performers now, and we're constantly coming up with new avenues and new ways of posting audios and editing, and there's so many talented people out there just making content. And I love it. I love being able to listen to people's stuff and be like, oh man, like I'd love to do that with my stuff. Or I get people that are like, I'd love to get where you're at right now. And it's amazing. And that's what a community is. I can't say the word. But I feel like lately we've lost touch with what it actually means. And maybe I'm just rambling, which I totally am. And maybe I'm thinking too much on the subject, but yeah, that's how I truly feel. There's that little ramble that you probably didn't ask for. Last couple of questions. We're almost done. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Do you ever find it uncomfortable hearing about how your audio made a person get off? And is there a no-no and a yes-yes way to compliment you on your audios? Okay, so I guess that ties into what I was saying before, which is serendipitous. But I think that, well, first and foremost, I love hearing that people enjoy my content. Let's get that out of the way. I think that whenever someone's like, oh, I got off to this, or I've never come so hard, like stuff like that, I love hearing that. Because it's just, as much as people will lie and say, well, maybe it's not lies, as much as people will say that like the comments and stuff don't matter to them, they matter to me. And like the validation is what helps me know that like you guys still enjoy what I'm putting out and that I don't have to shift gears or anything like that. It's the feedback is super important to me because I want to know that like the stuff that I enjoy putting out there, I want to know that you're enjoying it too. So saying things like, oh, this made me so hard, and saying things like, this made me come so hard, that's fine. But as soon as you get into your specifics of like, oh, I'd like to do this to you, and like, I'd like you to do this to me, that we get into like that territory of like, well, I don't know what to say to this because I don't really know you, and so I don't really know how to respond to this. Like, I don't want to do those things to you because I don't know who you are, kind of deal, you know? Oh, that's so weird, but yeah. And I think this person, LSI, says, when I give compliments, I keep it straightforward and not explicit, and I think I like that. They said it in so much better words than I did, and that each performer varies, so it's true. Some people like getting response audios. I've gotten them in the past and they've been super cool. Like, I'm cool with getting response audios, and the thing that I just don't appreciate is, so for example, I got a succession of DMs once from this one person, because I guess they were listening to a bunch of my audios at once, saying, like, describing to me the things that they were doing as they were listening to the audio. And that's, I'm very flattered that you thought to reach out to me, and I always like hearing from my listeners. I don't really know what to do about that. There's not really any sort of reply I can formulate beyond, oh, thanks for listening, you know? And I don't want to get to that impersonal stage where I just reply, thanks for listening, to every single thing that I receive. I try not to, in fact. But yeah, so that's, I guess, the sort of guide. A comment survival guide. And last but not least, where/what did the design of the icon come from, used for our Discord server and your personal subreddit/all my other platforms that I have it on? I just love drawing eyes. That's all there is to it. I just love the look of the eye that I drew, and so I put it up everywhere, you know? Yeah. I love graphic design. I love visual arts, like I've already said. And so, one of my biggest things was coming up with my own branding for my stuff and all the platforms that I put it on. And I was like, well, I love the look of this eye, so here you go. Yeah. And that about does it for all the questions. Thanks for listening to this bajillion minute audio and putting up with all my sick noises from Sick Fawn. I figured this was better than adding to the giant compilation of Daddy, I'm Sick audios out there. Who knows, I might record one anyway, but I figured this was better than just adding to the hundreds. There's hundreds out there, guys. And if you made it this far, thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for, I guess, continuing to listen to my content. Whether you're new or you're old or, I don't know, maybe this is the first thing of mine that you've ever listened to, in which case, I'm so sorry, I have better content out there. Please listen to one of those. I swear I sound better when I'm not sick. Thank you so much. I guess the main point of this AMA was to thank all my listeners. Yeah. So I don't fully know if there's going to be a post this week just because I'm feeling really sick. Maybe there will be. I don't even know when I'm going to upload this. But yeah. Let me know if you liked listening to me do AMAs. Maybe I'll do more in the future. And maybe you want me to answer one with someone else. Let me know that too. Yeah. I guess, how are you guys doing? How about we turn some of the questions on you? How are you guys doing? Let me know how you're doing. All two of you that are listening to this. Let me know. I love getting comments, guys. I love getting feedback. I love getting all the DMs. When I'm not shady or creepy or trolls or harassment messages. Oh, and a big, big, huge thank you to the people on Patreon who've supported me. I try not to make it like a huge deal on my subreddit, but I really do appreciate it. It's with you guys' help that I could get my replacement mic at all. Thank you so much. I guess a bunch of people didn't really get back to me on like how you wanted to be shouted out. So big thank you to Bats, to Alzi, to Telly. Telecaster. Thank you to Dash. Thank you to Fredders. Frederick. Fred. Thank you to Jonas or Jojo. Thank you to Late Stage Infernalism. Thank you to Cointroversial. Thank you to DVS Plus. To Ever. To Free Kill. Indris. Maddie. And the Pugalist. God of Mischief. Super thank you. And Mike Michaels. I know I haven't really talked to all of you, but I still super appreciate that you guys are around. And I hope I can continue to put out content that you guys enjoy. In a strange twist of fate, the Canadian didn't say sorry too much more than she said thank you too much, but I guess that still plays into the stereotypes. Anyway, thanks!